Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us here on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to hit the link up for our Facebook friends to join us. Wanted to get everyone settled and started. I'm Kay with Passion Series, and just want to give everyone a welcome to this happy Monday morning, November 11th. Wanted to say happy Veterans Day to everyone who are veterans, who have served this country. Thank you so much for your service in all areas in public life, in public affairs, as well as our soldiers who are on the front end serving our country abroad as well. So I wanted to welcome you all to Passion Series today, to our very special series that we've launched called Radiant Woman. And this series is all about goal setting and talking about ourselves from a very specific place. So I want to get everything started and settled. I'm just kind of hitting all the little buttons, make sure everybody's cool and kosher from both ends. We've allowed people to join us here on Facebook. So welcome to you guys who are now with us, joining us. And again, welcome to you all who have joined us on via Blog Talk Radio, whether you're sitting at your desk, while you're at home. Actually, maybe some of you may have had off this this Monday for the holiday, or whether you have to call in, we definitely thank you for joining us today. So let's get started. So just to give an overview, a brief overview, we launched Radiant Woman via Passion Series this past, actually it was about a week and a day ago, a week and 2 days ago, Friday, earlier this month, and I wanted to just kind of let everybody know what Radiant Woman is all about. Number one, Radiant Woman is about helping the Christian entrepreneurial woman have valuable support, encouragement, and tools for business and spiritual growth in their lives, whether you own your own business, whether you work in a corporate environment, or just establishing new goals in your life. You don't have to be a business owner, but you have to be about your business. And all of that is getting business done in the manner that God's way is adjusted and not our own. So today we are talking about focusing on your benefits. What does that mean? One, after our official launch, we wanted to go a little bit further, not just talk about being a radiant woman, but also how to live it and how to come out of that place where maybe in prior seasons, things didn't go as well as we thought they would go. Or maybe in prior seasons, we found ourselves in a place where we weren't necessarily happy, or we were looking at ourselves from a different perspective and a different point of view. So I most definitely want to give everyone an opportunity. First, get yourself a pen and paper, piece of pen and paper, because we're going to be able to write some things about ourselves. Today's episode is not only just about calling yourself a radiant woman, but it is also about reflecting within and allowing yourself to see yourself for who you truly are and for how God has actually ordained and placed over you, what calling he has put over you. So just going to do a quick share. Again, welcome to you all who are joining us, who have joined us, and who have listened before. I want to just make sure I farm this out to everyone. Again, thank you to you all who are joining us on Blog Talk Radio. We see your hands. We thank you so much for being with us today. So let's get right into it. So today with Radiant Woman, we're talking about focus on your benefits. Again, I said grab a piece of pen, a paper, whether it's a notebook, a sticky note. I've gotten myself a little sticky note pad here and a pen. It's just something really simple that we'll be able to reflect upon, but make sure you have it close by. So focusing on our benefits. Number one, our first point today is that you have value, and that's something that you must remember. Never forget that. Just be you. So here's where we are able to bring in our notepads and our pens. What I want you to do is write down three things that are your positive assets. I'm going to give you a moment to do that, but just think about it, because sometimes when we have that place where we've been and where life is different, Maybe our bodies look different. Maybe business looks different. Maybe your finances look different. Maybe the family setup even is a different dynamic. So things change over time, but that doesn't mean God's word over you has changed. So let's do this action together. Write down three things that you know are positive assets about yourself, and I'm going to take that time to write it down as well. Again, what we're doing for all of those who are watching online with us, we're just writing down three positive assets about ourselves. For those who are listening on Blog Talk Radio, get yourself a pen and paper. We'll write down those things as well. What do you view as positive assets about yourself? All right. And even if you jot them down on your cell phone, I know we're all digital these days. I'm a little traditional mix. I'm a mix of traditional and new school stuff. So I love my gadgets, but I also have to have pen and paper handy. So if you have your phone, if you want to text it to yourself, if you want to email it to yourself, you can even Facebook message it to yourself. Sometimes I'll Facebook message recipes to myself. So, and my husband's Facebook messages a lot of messages to me. So it's easy, something that you can easily access and just reaffirm over yourself. So I will show you, for those who are watching on Facebook Live, hopefully you can see this. I know my writing might be a little bit smaller, but what I just wrote down is, firstly, I am motivated. This is a new season in my life. I'm motivated about what God is doing for me and through me and the things that he has for me to touch. I also wrote that I'm anointed. So God is never going to place us in a position where we are not anointed with his hand. If he calls for us to do it, then he intends for us to be successful in it. And then thirdly, I wrote that I am equipped. Not only will we go with the blessing and the anointing of the Lord, but he's going to equip us with the right resources to get everything done. I also wrote down two other little things about myself that I love about myself, is that I'm creative and I'm also a strategic thinker. Those are things that I like to do. And I also like to laugh. So, hey, this just proves that although we're writing down three assets that we think are positive about ourselves, there's so much more to you. There's value within you. And so it doesn't have to stop here today with those lists that we're writing. It's just a start. And you have time to kind of think, you know, where you once were, what you look like today, and just reaffirm those things over you. So we have our list. We've equipped ourselves with that. And now what we need to do is reflect on these assets on a day-to-day basis. These assets are valuable to you and to the environment around you. Like I said, things may have changed, but what environment does God have you in right now? Those are the things that you are able to access, that you are able to pull from, and that know that you are able to be able to stand in the environment that you are in right now. What you have to offer to the world is God-given, and it's unique. So use it to your benefit. There's no substitute for something that God can give you. And for what you've written down on this list, there's nothing that's a substitute for that. I want to direct your attention. Here we're talking about radiant women. So I'm going to read two scriptures for you. The first is something that my husband, Pastor of Radical Faith Ministries, taught us yesterday in church. In this particular verse, he talked about the whole Psalm 34. We were focusing on verses 1 through 8 yesterday for church, but this verse in particular stuck out to me simply because, hey, we're talking about radiant women, and I believe that God sends confirmation in so many places of our lives when he expects for things to be affirmed and reaffirmed, and when he expects for his word to gain value and traction. So we were talking about Psalm 34 yesterday during worship. Verse 5 of that stuck out to me. I will read it for you. You can always, list Bible Gateway as a good, handy resource. You can download their app. You can go online. If you do have a Bible, then, hey, you have access to something that is always present with you. And if you're on the go, hey, apps and the web is very successful in doing that, equipping you in that right. So Psalm 34, verse 5, I'm reading from the New King James Version. This verse says, they looked to him, God, and were radiant. and their faces were not ashamed. And I didn't want to take just the first part of that verse because the whole verse is so very specific to what we're talking about. We're talking about equipping each other as Christian entrepreneurial women. We're talking about allowing the radiance and the glow of the Lord to actually stick with us and be with us. We're talking about knowing and our value and worth. So not only does God affirm that we are radiant when we activate and when we look to Him and call upon those things that He has equipped us with, but He's also telling us, get out of that pit that we talked about on our first go-round when we talked about a week ago. He says, get out of that pit. You are not ashamed. You have nothing to be ashamed of. This asset list that we just wrote out, He is continuing to affirm you and continuing to know that there is no substitute for the things that He has given to you. He wants you to know, do not be ashamed of wherever you are, the position that you are in, that does not exist anymore. You don't have to live by that, and you don't have to allow that to be your story. So again, that verse is Psalm 34, verse 5. They looked to Him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. One of the scriptures that God gave for a radiant woman at Passion Series this time around was something that He kind of developed out of and gave to me during my personal study time with Him was Luke chapter 11, verses 33-36. But what I want to talk about today and want to kind of focus on is the latter part of that scripture, specifically verses 35 and 36, because we're talking about the radiance, we're talking about what we may have once seen ourselves as being ashamed, and we're talking about the benefits that we actually have in our own core that God's given to us. So verse 35 of Luke chapter 11, that's our Passion Series scripture, that's our Passion Series Radiant Woman scripture. Passion Series scripture is actually Proverbs 16:3. Commit thy works to the Lord, and He will establish thy works. Or commit thyself to the Lord, and He will establish thy works. That's the overall Passion Series scripture. But for Radiant Woman, Luke 11, verse 33-36, is our Radiant Woman script set of scriptures, and verses 35 and 36 of what we're going to look at today. See to it then that the light within you is not darkness. Therefore, if your whole body is full of light, no part of it dark, it will be just as full of light as when a lamp shines its light on you. And so that verse overall is just talking about continuing to be equipped with the Word of God, continuing to be equipped with the anointing of God, wanting and desiring the positive things that God has in our lives, that whole scripture does. But because we're looking at Psalm 34, verse 5, and the latter part of that scripture says they weren't ashamed, this verse also talks about, Luke talks about darkness. So whatever brings about a darkness over you, that you feel like you are not good enough, that you feel like you've lost value, that there's no sense of self-worth, that you look at everyone around you and it seems to be something positive going on in their lives, and there seems to be trouble in yours, or you seem to not quite measure up to what everybody else is doing, or what seems to be effective or socially accepted. That can be a darkness to you when you're looking upon something else that God has not called over you. So we want to reach in, we want to talk about that light that God has given to us. We want to recognize and identify that very specific light and anointing that God has given to us, and then focus on, again, on that light will be radiant upon you. That light, it says in scripture that if your whole body is full of light, God's anointing, if your whole body is full of what God has equipped you with, and no part of it dark, it will be just as full of light as when a lamp shines its light on you. So when I turn my lamp on, there's light all around. There's radiant that whatever the light touches, everything is lit up. So whatever your hand touches, God is going to put a light on you. Last week when I was sharing about this, I was talking about how my husband kept saying, okay, well, hey, girl, you got a glow. What are you doing? Like, you've got a glow on you. And when I read the scripture, God gave impartation. God connected the dots for me in my mind that my husband has been saying over the past few months that, okay, there's this glow on you. There's something new about you. And then it kind of dawned on me that the scripture in verse 36 of chapter 11 of Luke, that this is the glow that that the Lord has been talking about. This is the radiance that the Lord has been sharing and shedding over you. So keep those scriptures in mind. Also, when you on the paper that you have, or the place that you've decided to record your positive assets, jot down those two scriptures as well. Psalm 34, verse 5, I read from the New King James Version. Luke 11, that whole scripture text. Luke 11, verses 33 through 36, I read from the New International Version. So going forward with our topic today, you don't have to take from, like I said, you don't have to mimic somebody else's standard of life, whatever offerings they have. You know, every business, this is what I kind of identify and have something to connect it to. Every business has a service offering. They have products and services that they offer. One business may offer printers. Another business may offer printers as well. But how well do they serve their customers? What separates them from the other business that sells printers or widgets? And marketing and business marketing, and as we went through college, that was the common thing. It didn't matter what kind of business we were talking about and what kind of business we were studying, the product that we always talked about was widgets. We're a widget maker. And, it doesn't matter what kind of widget somebody else makes, what kind of service or product or offering that they give, it's not for you to mimic. And yours is not to be mimicked either. Their approach doesn't have to be valued over yours. And in order for you to be able to offer self-worth, you don't have to look at what someone else is doing. Out of all the people in the world, God has given each and every one of us a unique thread of DNA. And we each have that genetic pattern within us. Mine is different from my husband's, different from my mother's, it's different from my father's, my sister's, my brother's, and my nephew's. It's different from his. We all may be a collective family and group of people that have to live and reside in this world together and get business done from day to day, but also we have a unique setup within each and every one of our internal bodies. And so if God is that intricate and that detailed to actually allow that to happen and take place from a creative process within us, don't you think that he would equip us with several assets all around us and something so unique so that we have to give and to offer to the very place that we stand in position in this in your life and in this life? One of the things that I said to my husband, and we kind of laughed about it, but it was profound in the moment, that the grass is always greener on the other side until you realize the type of soil that the other person is dealing with. And so that's, we always talk about the grass being greener, but we don't know what's underneath. So that brings me to my next point: nurture yourself. This weekend, there's always time to take off, and there's always time to Saturdays. I thought Saturdays was a pretty decent day for reflecting, really. And every time we have an opportunity to get a moment, we can actually take this nurturing aspect and we can elevate it a little bit. So some of us, for nurturing ourselves, I was going to say that this Saturday I actually took time to really sit in a space, enjoy what was positioned around me, enjoy the quiet of the wind, the breeze that took place. And for me, that when I drank some coffee, something that I hadn't been able to do over the course of time because some of my coffee equipment I broke. And on top of that, there's just always a busyness to life. There's always such a busyness to life. So I was able to sit down and enjoy the things that I had in my hand and really just take time for myself to reflect. So for some of us, that nurturing process may be sitting in a very familiar place, but we look at it a little bit differently. For some of us, that means taking time for yourself and making space for yourself, getting a spa day in. A lot of people have that opportunity. But it really means just writing in real and useful time for you to reflect and care for yourself and your personal needs. We have to, that means for other areas in life and for other people, that may mean you specifically obtaining the tools and resources or classes that's necessary to help you grow in the areas that you say, hey, I kind of want to do that, or I'm thinking about doing that. That may be your time for yourself. You're focusing on your own needs. Planning new things that bring life and rejuvenation to you, your mind, your body, your spirit, and your overall wellness. So there can be a myriad of things. You just kind of have to say, hey, I want to do this, and I really am going to take 15 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour even,
to just kind of get a breather, clear my head, and even if that means if you haven't gotten to the next level, that may mean, hey, I'm just going to jot down and say, next week I'm going to call this place and schedule myself a pedicure. I'm going to call this place and schedule what they have now, like a 50-minute massage. That can be, you know, 15 minutes that you walk outside, walk around your house, or walk around your office building, take a moment for yourself, and that is so important. So that building up of yourself, spending time to build yourself up. And one of the areas that I think is so positive is you can quote these positive affirmations on over yourself. Take 5 minutes a day. One of the things that our pastor said yesterday, my husband said yesterday, was every day is an opportunity to focus on the goodness of the Lord. So you can wake up every day and say, the Lord has been good to me. And this is another area that you're able to do it. These positive affirmations that we've done today, you can wake up and for the first 2 to 3 minutes of the day, just say, hey, God's been good to me. The Lord has been good to me. And I am motivated. I am anointed. I am equipped. I'm creative. I am a strategic thinker. And so I'm able to do these things. I realized I actually said I'm a strategic thinker. Now I'm a creative thinker. I'm going to correct that so you guys have it. For the record, I wrote that right. So not only can you take time from this list and the things that God has equipped you with to be, you know, to speak positive affirmation, those reminders over yourself, you can start with any measure that brings an elevation to that self-worth, that self-reflection, that self-value about yourself. Let this be unique to you. Again, let's not look at what everybody else is doing. Let's just start with you. What's unique to you? What are those things that you thought way back when that you were happy with, and bring those back to the forefront? This can also be a very fun process, so make it fun for you. Now let's go to the third part of what I have to say to you today. Begin somewhere. And I know that I hear the minds churning. For me, my mind churned when I see everything that I have to do around me, and I began to get overwhelmed. One of the things that my husband said when he would hear me say, I'm just overwhelmed, I would continue to say that, and he said one day to me, just, you know, hey, stop that. Those things do not belong to you. And God affirmed that through that prayer process. Those things don't belong to me. Who am I to say that I'm overwhelmed? If God created me, if he's anointed me, if he's equipped me, then there's no way that I can be overwhelmed. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. That means we're able to transfer what we believe is overwhelmed and say, Lord, can you bear this for me? And then the Lord takes this list back. He takes that back. Here's our cry and here's our response and says, okay, I have anointed you. Let me remind you that I've equipped you. Let me remind you of the positive things that I've equipped you with and that I've allowed Europe to be unique to you. So begin somewhere. Step into goal making for yourself. None of this will stick. It won't be useful if you don't commit to it. For me, I had to become more committed to everything that God placed in my hand. And what happens is commitment sometimes gets lost in the largesse of things. So it doesn't have to be too big for you to handle. You just have to start somewhere. For many of us today, it literally means getting a piece of paper, getting a pen, and this is our starting place, recognizing the value that you have. You don't have to go plan any big systematic things yet. You don't have to make it too big for you to handle. You don't have to look at the life around you and say, okay, well, I've got children, I've got husband, I've got job, I've got work, I've got all of these things that I have to do. And so what am I going to stick this new thing in? And of course you've got your own self, but the self that you've got to take care of. And so you might be thinking, okay, where am I going to get this new process in? But God wouldn't have you sitting here at the table if he hadn't recognized that you were desiring that change. So start somewhere as small as this can be. For me, it was a pen and paper. For me, it was a prayer process. And for me, that was literally affirming my God-given gifts and not allowing anyone or anyone to speak against it. And I'll say this to everyone, that there may be people around you. They may be a feeling around you. There may be systems around you where you feel like people have said things against you, that what you have to offer may not measure up to the world that exists around you. That is simply not true. That is simply not true. I was in that place before. You know, I've always been someone who is a businesswoman. I've always thought about things, whether it be personal life or business life, from a very strategic place of place and from a business standpoint. So for me, you know, when I get to a place where, oh, I'm not feeling well, I'm sick, or I have to take time away from the very things that my hands were always involved in, it makes you think something about yourself. It makes you think that when you come back to the table that, whoa, everything has gone way far beyond my reach. Everyone has sped past me, and I'm still kind of sitting in this place. God just wants you to say, hey, you know what, take the pen off the out of the cap, put it back in the right place. God just wants you to organize things in a manner that you actually begin to see the forest for the trees. There's a forest around you, but there's a pathway through that forest. And starting somewhere, starting like we did today, is a viable way to do that. I had to understand God's anointing and God's equipping over me and pray that I stay in that anointing. You can do this also. Pray that I stay in his anointing so that he continues to affirm his will and his process over you, your home, your work, everything that you have to touch. It will all be blessed. So the question that I have for each of you today is, how will you start? How will you start? For many of us, I've said so often throughout the course of this, our time together today, that it could just be starting with this list of assets. What's positive to you? What has God given to you? For many of us, it just means, hey, I'm going to start writing out that new personal achievement plan. I'm going to start. I'm going to get that kickstart, that jumpstart. This, for me, this is just what I needed, and I'm going to start writing out that plan. For some of us, is that carving out that new time for rejuvenation, like I was able to do this Saturday? Is it going to be spending time with a core group of friends? Maybe you've had missed opportunities with friends because you've been away for a while, or maybe you haven't been feeling like yourself, so you've taken time away from everyone. Is that going to jumpstart you, that friendship, that laughter, that camaraderie that God has put around you? Is it doing something to spark your creative flow, get back into business? And again, you don't have to be a business owner. You just have to be about your business, doing things in God's way. It doesn't matter how you start. It matters that you start somewhere. It doesn't matter what you start with. It matters that you start somewhere. So if you begin, God will continue to affirm over you. So I want everyone to know that you are a radiant woman. You are a radiant woman worth value and worth light. You're full of light. So again, you're a radiant woman, worth value, and full of light. And you can take that affirmation and say it over yourself as well. I am a radiant woman. I am worth value, and I am full of light. Thank you, each and every one of you personally. I want to say that to you all for joining us today. I see you all, and I want to say hello and thank you. Thank you for joining Pastor Series and our brand new topic of Radiant Woman. We're going to let this one stick with us. And I thank you all for your comments. I see your comments that you shared and that you've been a part of this process, that it's sticking, it's making sense to us. So thank you for that. So for frequency and updates on what we'll be doing continually with Passion Series with Radiant Woman, you can visit us always on the web at PassionSeriesOnline.com. And then you can also be with us on Facebook and Twitter at Passion Series. Share this video with a woman or a friend that you know is a radiant woman. You all be blessed in your workday. Be blessed in your personal space. Be blessed in your family, your churches, and your neighborhoods, everything else. Goodness and the blessing of the Lord be with you today.